I have a message from my heart to yours today that I am so inspired to share with you. I encourage you to light a candle, grab your notebook. I right now have a candle going. It is pouring rain outside in Portugal. It is so beautiful and cozy. And I encourage, or actually, if the sun is out, go for a walk and listen as I share a story with you and five clarity questions designed to help you create momentum. If you have a dream, you have a goal, you're aiming for something that you would love to create, but you keep getting stuck energetically, you don't know why, but you keep getting stuck, this audio gift is for you. So I'm going to share a story to start, and then we'll get into the clarity questions. Recently, I made a video on YouTube. I actually shared it with you here by email as well. And in that video, it was called Unshamed. I basically was so tired of feeling stuck around making videos that I got really honest with myself about why wasn't I showing up on video? Why was I feeling stuck in this beautiful series I wanted to create for YouTube? And every time I went to take action, I would feel zero ability to move forward. So I made a list of all the reasons, and the reasons were super heavy. Okay. They were pretty dark. And what I realized was in sharing these things on YouTube, I actually decided to unshame myself. And instead of playing perfect and like everything is, I never have these issues or I don't have visibility blocks. I'm a visibility coach. I just wrote a book on clearing your visibility blocks, which by the way, thank you for your feedback. So many people are loving this book, The Visible Empath. If you haven't read it yet, definitely get a copy on Amazon if you feel called to. The results have been amazing. But as the author of that book, it can be very easy to fall into a trap of, oh no, I'm confident. I can be visible whenever I feel like making a video. But I was really bumping up against my own blocks. So I exposed them in my most recent long form video on YouTube. And I did that as a way of loving my darkness, as a way of really offering true love to the dark places in me. Because when we shame our darkness or the things about ourselves that we don't like, when we hide them, we're actually telling that part of ourselves that it's not worthy. We hate that part of it ourselves. So for me, for example, one of the things that I revealed in that video is that I don't look the same. I've aged, right? So my value, I believed, was based on my youth and my beauty for so many years. And in that dimming or dulling or fading is really the right word, which is only natural, like a particular form of beauty fades and then a new form of beauty is emerging in me. But with the part that's fading, I felt shame around that. And I wanted to somehow uphold that previous version of myself, which has become more and more difficult with time because that's not me anymore. I have a different self emerging. In loving that part of me and in really stopping this quest to push aging away and actually embrace the beauty that comes with aging, the peace, oh my God, that comes with aging, not having to uphold some kind of standard, conventional idea of beauty, but actually discover what this new beauty is that's emerging has been it's so delicious and peaceful and liberating. So in loving this part of me by no longer shaming it and loving it so much that I was willing to expose that along with other things that I had been shaming, I instantly felt so much enthusiasm, aliveness, freedom, courage, confidence, just pride in myself, like not boastful pride, more like, God, the whole of me is worthy of seeing the light. The whole of me is lovable. The whole of me is worth, you know, taking center stage. There's nothing about me I have to hide anymore. And the thing that was really powerful is the responses I've gotten have been off the charts. The engagement in my inbox and on the comments on the video and how many people have engaged with the video, and I've gotten letters from people sharing and unshaming themselves, talking about really heavy things, darkness, which to me is such a celebration, because when we can truly love these parts of ourselves by no longer burying them and communicating to these parts of ourselves that they're so worthless that they're not even worthy of seeing the light of day, like they need to be buried. Something happens where a greater love comes up in us, where we're able to love more, love greater, love our wholeness, love in places that were once dark. And this brings more light to our planet. This is what it means to be a light bringer during dark times, is to start with yourself. Bring light to all that is dark within you, right? And in so doing, it is so much easier to show up. I have felt so much momentum. Thank you to those of you who have responded with your own stories, or just even watching or bearing witness to what I shared in that video. It's been really, really healing. So I share this with you because now is the time to feel true love for your darkness. As a humanity, it is time for us, especially as empaths, it is time for us to release this idea that we have to be in the light and happy and so confident all the time. That is not how humanity works. And if you haven't noticed, the darkness has accelerated. And this is very good news. These are rapid evolutionary times that are going to point us to anything we have been shaming about ourselves. And if we try to keep the image that has buried parts of ourselves that we don't like, it is going to become more painful. Conversely, if we unshame and shine the light and find and feel true love for the parts of ourselves that we have been hating on or disliking or hiding, we become the person that we know we're here to be. And more than that, we experience the genuine peace and success that we yearn to experience, that momentum. The amount of momentum that has come for me from that one video just is off the charts. My energy is alive again in a whole new way. So I have a few questions for you. Number one, what have you been shaming about yourself that's been holding your dreams hostage? So for me, it was aging. And because of, I felt like unworthy because of the societal pressure on staying young, I wasn't as excited about making videos because I didn't want to be seen in that light. So what have you been what have you been shaming about yourself that's been holding your dreams hostage? Number two, and you can pause here and just go question to question, and I encourage you really sit with these and go deep. Okay, number two, what quality or feeling does this bring up in you? What quality or feeling does this bring up in you? So for me, the aging and then shaming my aging was bringing up a sense of worthlessness. But let's just even go with the aging alone, like even without me shaming it. It's like when I would tap into this aging or like a dulling at like effect, the youth fading, I felt worthless, like truly just worthless and not worth sharing. And I know this is going to sound ridiculous to many of you, but we need to stop judging our self-criticism and stop judging our humanness, because it's real. And if we don't look at it and we don't get honest about it and we don't try to pour pink paint over it and go, oh, you shouldn't feel like that, you're dot, dot, dot. We feel the way we feel. And this darkness is not here to take us down. It is here to be loved. It is here to be poured into. It is here to be embraced and accepted and taken into, owned as part of ourselves. That's why we're here on planet Earth, is to expand the light, not by saving others, but by embracing ourselves, particularly the parts of ourselves that we don't love. And guess what happens? If we continue to embrace these parts of ourselves, we genuinely awaken into this diamond-like power, radiating from every direction, emitting a frequency and every color of the rainbow, just multifaceted, full spectrum, high definition. And people, it's like we're tapped in, turned on, and we are like lighthouses, and people can't understand what is going on with you. It's just that you have loved the places inside that you were once hiding, and that has expanded your light, and that affects people. So the third question I have for you is, what does being truly loved look like to this part of you? Oof. Just even that question, if you tune into this part of you. So for me, it would be the worthless facet of myself, the one that feels worthless, or the one who feels old, the one who feels worthless because she's aging. What does love, or what does being truly loved look like to this part of you? There's a huge difference between true love and conditional love. Most people are in conditional love. You know, if you're perfect, if you show up this way, I'll love you. I'll show you off to all my friends. I'll be so proud. You know, parents can be this way. Partners can be this way. Different people can be this way. Or, you know, if you do X, Y, Z for me, or if you respond this way to me, then I can be friends with you. Then I can love you. That's not love. That is not friendship. That is not partnership. That's called war. War against the parts of you that are not welcome in that dynamic. So instead of expecting other people to embrace the whole of you, which is not really possible energetically until you do, go straight to the source. And how can you love? What does truly loving this part of you look like? Take time with this question. When I tuned into this, it meant embracing, like fully embracing and confidently owning this elder that is emerging in me, this older facet. You know, it's like, oh wow, like this is part of me. I don't have to uphold that version of me. I can now embrace more of me. And some days I do look super young and youthful, and other days I do feel older and look older. It's just kind of what I'm straddling right now. So in opening to this, it has brought such a deep sense of relief to me to own, yeah, this is me too. Like, this is me too. The gray hairs coming in and the face shape changing and my body changing and all of this. It's like, yes, I love you too. And embracing this part fully, it's such a powerful feeling. So embracing and confidently owning this facet just as much as the beautiful, bright, bopping around, bouncy, youthful version of myself that is still very present. It's like they're equal. Okay. So number four is, how is this part of you blocking your dreams? How is this part of you blocking your dreams? And I really should rephrase the question. How is you not embracing this part of you blocking your dream? Because this part of you, it may not be the one blocking your dream. It might be your relationship with it. So for me, it wasn't my age or this fading of beauty, of conventional beauty, or my past version of beauty that was blocking my dream of growing my YouTube channel and engaging more with my community and feeling this profound connection and serving more people. That was not the problem, my age. Actually, people love what I shared. They loved the authenticity. They loved all the honesty. So those fears were not the problem. It was my shaming of those parts of me. So it was blocking my dream of serving more people and creating more engagement with my community by me not showing up and not being as visible because of having shame around the way I look, which is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, even when I say it out loud. But it's also important not to judge it, okay? Because it's a real feeling when society tells you you have to look or be a certain way, or when your family says you're nothing unless dot, dot, dot. We have got to clean this shabib up. Like, this darkness needs love, not shame. This darkness needs true love, the kind of love that makes you realize that you have been whole all along and that you belong, that you belong to yourself. So the fifth question is, what is a bold action that you can take? And this is a two-part question because it's going to be an inner action and an outer action, okay? So what is a bold action you can take to create momentum around your dream, what you want to create? So on an inner level, it might be loving this part of you, offering true love to this part of you, you know, giving it a voice, getting to know it, listening, you know, locating it in your body, breathing into it, somatically feeling it, expressing sound, whatever that is. And then the outer might be something like, you know, taking that art class or creating your body of work or starting a YouTube channel. By the way, if you want to create your body of work, Confident Course Creation School, I totally forgot to mention this, Confident Course Creation School, which is so exciting, is open right now. The pre-sale is open for a few more days. And this means if you have a message, you sense like you have a message inside that you want to help people with, but you don't know how to formulate it, or you've been dreaming about it, taking notes, like downloading ideas, but it's scattered, it's all over the place, and you need a structure, you need a really joyful, I call it playing in the sandbox, a container to get step-by-step guidance so that you birth your soul signature course, your body of work, your asset for your business, for your message, for impacting people in a really fun and empowering way. Confident Course Creation School is starting March 2nd. And right now the pre-sale is open for a few more days. So there's a really deep discount just for the next few days. So you can click the link in this email or go to thediamondprocess.com/course. Okay, so the other actions might be, it might be something like working out, going to the gym. If your dream is to feel really mobile again, and Jason and I were just talking about this because he just taught a workshop in my membership, and afterwards we had a really long conversation and we were just talking about so many things, and his body is like the strongest it's ever been in his life. Okay. He's in his 50s and he used to struggle with aches and pains and all kinds of things, sitting in meditation for 3 hours a day and not working out. And now he is like on fire. I mean, he is stronger than he has ever been. I share that with you because your dream, it's not too late for your dream. It's just a matter, the thing he said that was so powerful, he's like, I just never imagined getting to this place. He's like, I just wanted to feel a little bit stronger and a little bit more flexible. And he started with that. He's like, I had no idea what my body could do at this age. And he started going to the gym and he started really light and gentle. And next thing you know, it led to feeling good and wanting to go back. And it has snowballed into radical strength. So what is that first step you can take, a bold action externally that empowers your dream? It helps you create your dream. It helps you move in that direction. And I would say less is more. Like one step that feels 100% doable. It feels so doable. Maybe it's getting support from somebody who can help you with the thing that you really want to create. Whatever it is, I support you in this. It is time to create what you're here to create, to be a light bringer during these dark times. And that doesn't mean bopping around feeling so perfect and good and, oh my God, life is amazing. Yeah, we have moments like that. And when the darkness rises, because it is rising up, it is not here to take you down. It is coming up to come out. And it's coming up to, as practice ground, as a soul gym, to practice love. True love, the kind of love that you've been waiting for from someone else, and you give it to yourself, and the next thing you know, you magnetize that external love in all forms, not just romantic love, but financial and business and community, people who get you, feeling healthy, vibrant in your physical body, spiritual depth, all the things. Resources, good news, you know, just so many amazing things. So all in all, I just wanted to share with you the result that came from me getting unshamed, sharing that video, feeling so good and grateful. And I wanted to share with you how to create momentum towards your dream with these five questions. So I hope they serve you. And again, come and join us for Confident Course Creation School. It is going to be absolutely amazing. It is one of my most popular programs. I have not taught it live in 2 years, and I don't know that I ever will again. You just never know. I just feel a really strong call right now for the light bringers to have your body of work that you feel that's going to bring you so much confidence, so that being visible, if you struggle with not feeling good enough, it's the third visibility block, the not enough trance, a huge easy way to feel confident in your voice, in your message, and your visibility is to have a very clear message, have a body of work, a method that is yours, and it is your unique, there's no way to compete with it, because it is your, we uncover your soul signature story, we get into your method, you create your program, and it feels so alive, and you get so much confidence from it, and the success rate is incredibly high. From there, you know, you share it with, I won't get into all of that, but you share it with at least one person or two people, you refine it, and it is like nothing you have ever experienced before, I promise you. When you see somebody who needs what you have, and you take your dark night and you turn it into being the light, which is what I show you how to do, how to become the hero of your story in that program. And then you help others do the same through your story and your tools. It's incredible. So I just want to make sure you understand like what this program is in case it's for you. And if your action step is something else, just know that you taking this first step is going to create immense momentum for you. However, it does start with loving and embracing the part of you that you've been shaming, and go through these five clarity questions, and then take that bold action. I support you in this. I celebrate you. Thank you so much for being here with me on this beautiful Sunday in candlelight. It might be daylight for you. I don't know, but let's complete with a deep breath in. And exhale it out, relaxing your shoulders. Any place you thought you had to be perfect, you couldn't carry darkness, that you're alone in feeling darkness, that is a trick of the ego. This is something we are all experiencing as a human family, and it is not here to take you down. Remember, it is here to bring more love to the parts of you that need it, and it's coming up to come out, so you can shine like the lighthouse that you came here to be.